Hey, what's up, guys? Billy Carson here, Forbidden Knowledge with the number 4. Just wanted to hop on here real quick and talk about a post that I made the other day. There's a post that I made about a young man named Maxwell Lohan that actually invented a free energy device at the age of 14. He actually did this a couple of years ago, so he's probably 16 or 17 by now. The young man, he found a way to extract energy from electromagnetic waves that are already flowing around us. And there's trillions of these waves that are already flowing around us. He invented a device that was a very simple device that would capture these rogue frequencies and actually then convert them into energy. And how can you do that? Well, electromagnetic waves are literally waves of light. And just because you can't see them with your eyes don't mean they don't exist. These waves are literally flowing around us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The only ones that we can see are the ones that are very small, limited range of light or perception by the human brain and our retinas. But these waves are there. And almost just like capturing sunlight, you can capture these waves and then convert them into an electric charge, which is what he did. But that's not the point. That's an amazing thing for a young man to do, especially for that kind of a budget of $14. What was a little shocking to me were the comments. The comments on the post. It was on Instagram where I saw the majority of the extremely, derogatory comments. Not derogatory towards his invention, but derogatory towards his life. In other words, people were coming on there almost immediately saying, he's going to be murdered. He's going to be killed. He's going to be shot. They're going to shoot him in the head. They're going to shoot him between the eyes. You're going to kill him. He's going to be dead, dead, dead. Now, we got to get to a point as a conscious community and, where we are really understanding that words have power. I've been talking about this for so many years, doing lectures about this, doing, podcasts and videos and YouTubes about the power of words. I guess people have not really been paying attention, or maybe these are a lot of new people that just started following the account. Words truly have power over the ether of space-time. Matter of fact, every time you have a conversation about anything, you're casting spells on space-time. Every word that comes out of your mouth is casting a spell. And when you write it on paper, it's casting a spell. That's why they call it spelling. You're casting spells. When you say a prayer, you're trying to cast a spell. You may not want to admit that's what you're doing, but that's what you're doing. You're trying to cast a spell. How do we communicate? Well, we emote these cymatic vibrations up out of our vocal cords into the atmosphere so that we can have a direct effect. And how do we gain this direct effect? This direct effect, these frequencies and vibrations travel throughout, they reverberate through the ether of space-time, and they're directly linked and synced with other parts of the quantum world, as well as your ear will pick them up, or somebody's ear will pick them up and then convert those frequencies into information that's understandable to take commands or to do things. So we have to understand that there's serious power in words, and you need to look no further than Masaru Emoto, rest his soul. He really was one of the very first scientists to do a study on the power of water, the power of words on water, where he would actually, take jars of water and write labels that said things like, I love you, or a prayer, or I wish you the best, or I hate you, I want to kill you. And then he would come back and analyze these water droplets that he would take out of them and put them under an electron microscope to analyze the crystallization of the actual water droplets. And he recognized that the droplets that were blessed or said, I love you, or had a positive affirmation, look perfectly crystalline, and the ones that did not have a positive affirmation were malformed dark crystals. Some didn't even form a crystal at all. So we recognized early on that the words have power over space-time just because of that experiment. And because the human body is 70-80% water, when you're talking to somebody, you have to watch exactly what you say, not only to them, but even what you say out of your mouth, because that same frequency you're putting out is being picked up by your ears, going right back into your body and directly affecting your own DNA because you're made up of mostly water. So words have serious power. And when you continue to put words out, with a specific intention behind them, you're now casting spells. So the point I'm making here is I put this video out about the young man that invented this machine that can extrapolate, electricity from electromagnetic waves right out of the atmosphere. And for so many hundreds of people to go in and then cast a spell on this man saying that he's going to be dead and shot and murdered, we got to get to the next level of consciousness. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. We have to raise up, guys. The only thing you should be doing is understanding the power of the affirmation, the power that's in your body, the power that's in your command, from your own cymatic frequencies. And you should be commanding peace and blessings on this man. You should be commanding that his inventions become very successful and help out mankind. You should be commanding that his safety needs be met. These are the commands that you should be putting out there for him. Not saying, oh, he's dead, he's shot, he's over, his life is over, he's going to be strung up and killed, he's going to be cut open, all kind of crazy comments. Guys, we have the power in us. And what's happening is we keep relinquishing that power. We keep giving up the power. We keep giving it away. And how do we do that? Our collusion with the matrix system. The matrix system, the Agent Smith effect, jumped into your body and said, this man's got to die. He's got to be killed. He's got to be murdered. And then everybody started putting that same frequency out into the atmosphere. So what do you think is possibly going to happen? You guys literally casting a spell on this young man based off of, past experiences and past news articles, instead of realizing, let's rob the power from those elites. Let's rob the power from those archons that they've been stealing from us and putting and silencing our great minds. And let's turn it around and put the power out from ourselves and command things into existence. Command this man to be saved. Command his invention makes it to the right level and it reaches into the right hands, and that it becomes a successful invention that gets handed down to the people, that his safety needs to be met. This is the power that's inside of me to command these things into existence. Not to say that this man's going to get slaughtered, murdered, killed, raped, and everything else you guys were saying. We have to understand the power that we have when we're typing words. No matter what you're typing or saying it, you're still putting out those spells out into space-time. Like I said, in Masaru Emoto, put words on a jar of water. Okay? Words. That's it. Words backed by conscious intent. So when you type in those comments, he's dead, you just cast a spell. You just cast a spell on him. You may not want to admit it, but that's exactly what you did. So, this is what I'm just saying, guys. I'm not coming down you. I'm not browbeating you. I'm just saying we have to recognize, hey, we got to take a responsibility for the things we say and think as well, and we got to be smarter. We got to be smarter, and we have to understand the divinity that's inside of our bodies and how to use it, and how to actually, create our own reality tunnels, how to change and alter future realities. When people say, what do you do for a living? I say, I create ripples in space-time that alter future realities in the third dimension. That's what I do. I time travel with thought and intention and vocalization, cymatic frequencies, and I create different futures for this planet. All of us have that power, every single one of us, and we got to recognize it. We got to step up to the plate and make it happen, all right? So peace and love from Forbidden Knowledge. Remember that next time. Let's stop cursing people down and putting spells on them in a negative way. And let's lift them up and let's bless them and let's put positive power out there and let's command their success and command, their reality work out to the best favor and command their safety and security as well. All right. Peace and love from Forbidden Knowledge.
Hey, everyone. This is Billy Carson, also known as Forbidden Knowledge. If you haven't done so, please check out my book, Compendium of the Emerald Tablets. It's currently a bestseller on Amazon.com. You can look it up. Compendium of the Emerald Tablets by Billy Carson. In this book, I break down the metaphysical, quantum physics, esoteric wisdom of Thoth the Atlantean. This information was written eons ago, and I've taken my time to break down all of the information in a way that everyone can understand it. So please, check it out. Compendium of the Emerald Tablets. If you're into learning about the true ancient history and ancient civilizations, you have to read my book. Hi, this is Billy Carson, and I want to take a minute to talk to you about my Egyptian Mystery School that I teach at Dame Dash Studios in Burbank, California. The first mystery school was an absolute success, and we're looking forward to the second mystery school December 7th and 8th, 2019. We will also be hosting a mystery school every month and a half. So you can check on forbiddenknowledge.com with the number four, forbiddenknowledge.com, or check out my Instagram account for updates. The link tree is in my bio to go to the Mystery School, and you can register for classes there.